Maybe I'm about 32.
I thought none of these birthday cards started arriving. Oh, it must be true. I checked my birth certificate, and yes, 50. Dear, oh dear, it's funny old age. I mean, you're, what are you, 50? You're too old for Alcopops. And, no, that's got that wrong. Warm-ups are four. I'll just go back slightly. 50. No, I got it right. No, I haven't lost the punchline yet. I don't know who's worth waiting for. I must cut my nails. Yes, 50. I'll try again. Too old for Alcopops, too young for Midsummer Murders. Start the car, but. It's funny old age. I've got to the age now where people have started coming up to me and saying, oh, we used to think you were rubbish, but now we've got horn and cordon. Now, these skates are going to have to come up to come off, really, because this show is, after all, called Lord of the Mince. And the one thing you can't do in rollerblades is mince, unfortunately. You're wanting to see some mincing, I presume? Yeah. This is the title of the show, not as some old fool said to me outside. He's like, oh, wait, get where I am today with mince. Now, someone's going to have to... Would you mind helping me, Toby? Get my skates off. Thank you. Might you offer your drink? I'll need you to help me come over to the stool over there. I know I need you to hang on. Thank you. I don't normally let the general public touch me. Please don't block people's view of me. I'm terribly sorry. Thank you, see, for goodness sake. Now, I need you to go down on me as well. This clicks up like that, and have you done this before?
No.
Then kneel down. That's got to come right up. No, press the button. Sorry, this is very undignified. What's your name?
Steve.
Steve, I'm sorry about this. Now, that's got to come, pull that bit right out of there. This is a bad idea. And now pull from the heel. That's right, that's one. Funny how you meet people, isn't it? It's going straight for the other. Very forceful. Now it's got to come right out of there first. Are you looking forward to the show, Steve? You wait till the second half is very, very exciting. Ushers are standing by with flasks of brandy. Now, pop those over there, and in the guitar case, you'll find my shoes, which we need to bring out in. You don't know so well. I will make sure you get a prize. It's not too easy. Yes, do that up now. Where are you from, Steve?
Wales.
From Wales? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. It's going to be hot old. It's only going to last for an hour, then we can all go about our business. Pretend it never happened. I push a bit harder. It's going to be hot. I'm already getting quite hot.
It will go.
It will go. Times you've said that, Steve. Try a bit harder. That's lovely. I'm sweating like a scouser in Dixon. Thomas Gould Award, here it is to enhance your evening's enjoyment. Movies at Hackett and Minstrels, well, that's much better for me. I feel much more comfortable now in a pair of flats. Now and then, yes, look, up here. Ooh, ow. I've got a bit of tendonitis. You'll have noticed that, the eagle-eyed amongst you, it's an envelope. And because now I've reached 50, strange things are happening. And I was in bed last night and I got this urge to write something down. I've no idea what it meant. I read it this morning, but I thought I'm going to take it into the theatre, pop it into an envelope, and I think in that envelope is a message for humour me, please. It's a message for someone amongst us tonight, so all will be revealed, hopefully. Yes, every time I look down here, I'm checking my notes. I'll let you into that secret. Apparently, you know on Coronation Street, Annie Walker, she always used to be looking up like that. That was one of her characteristics. She had her lines written up on the furniture, on the set. So when I'm looking down, that's what I'm doing. Start the car. So I'm 50 years of age now, and I thought,